In the studio, we're going north to, well, I don't know, the winter wonderland up with Dwayne Bussey from Bolt Marketing at Britton. Well, good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing probably a lot better than you guys are up there. Been a good morning, huh?
I'd like to fake it and make it sound like everything's peachy keen, but yeah, we had enough snow up here that the road got bad. We called off school and got a few tree branches breaking down with the heavy snow, and that knocked out our phone lines, knocked down our internet, and so we're piecing everything back together just to talk to you guys about these fun markets.
Boy, I'll tell you, yeah, and that's really taking a shot. Tomorrow's a big report coming out, and I guess the one that's being affected most is beans, kind of getting a double whammy on that, huh?
Yeah, they are, you know, but probably rightfully so. We had rallied about 60 cents from the low here. Got up to 870 on the nearby no bean contract. Now this morning there's talk that the report tomorrow might be a little worse than anticipated. You know, the trade is looking for a national yield bump of about a half bushel an acre. The trade talk this morning is that's not enough. It's going to be worse than that. And I guess myself, yeah, I'm closer to maybe a full bushel an acre increase. The yields coming out of Illinois are just beyond record. Coming in very strong there. I got one producer there that his worst field was 82 bushels an acre. So, yeah, they're obviously having some pretty big yields down there. And that's going to just pull up the national average. And soybeans are feeling pressure because of that.
Well, I talked to somebody in Illinois, too, down there yesterday, and it was he said the yields are just unbelievable down there. They're going to probably set records in both corn and the beans. But looking at the beans, you know, they're talking a double whammy. Not only are we going to have more beans coming in, but there's more beans being used as well.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true. I mean, demand is increasing, but with China, you know, our biggest buyer, not in the market at all, and it kind of just keeps that dark cloud over this market. The one thing I will say, though, about this bean market here is as managed money and hedge fund money is out there, they're looking for a hedge on inflation, and it always seems like soybeans is where they go. Those buyers are called the index fund buyers, and believe me, they can buy a lot of contracts here. They don't have very many long compared to their history. So money might flow into the bean market, could get us a rally on the board to 9.15, but a rally anything above $9 is probably a pretty hard sell because the huge supply you and I just talked about says that we should be below probably 8.25 on the futures. So producers are going to have to be aware of the situation we've got and the huge supply and know that a rally due to money flow is probably a selling opportunity.
Don't these beans, China's got to, I know they're cutting way down on the bean usage, they're saying, but don't they have to get the beans, though, somewhere?
Yeah, no, you're right. Lately, finally, because Brazil's running out, now China's starting to run out a little bit of easily accessible supplies, their soybean meal futures now have made a new high, and their soybean market is right behind it. So that means they need it. Then last night, they had one of those state auctions where they sell off some of the supplies they've got on hand. They sold every bushel. And you know that's soybeans from 2013 or something, so they're half-rotten beans. But the fact that they sold all of them means that their demand is very high. So now that Brazil's run out, pressure is going to start to be put on the Chinese government from their own people that, hey, we want these soybeans. So hopefully that pushes them to the negotiating table. But boy, hey, the news front right now, it doesn't sound good. It's pretty negative still.
Well, and plus with that USMCA treaty done, that might bring them a little bit closer too, huh?
Well, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned China needs the beans. Maybe it's just a nutshell game that we talked about last time that, you know, Mexico buys soybeans from us and then they ship them out to China. We know Argentina's been doing that left and right, but probably not to the same extent as China just buying from us on a normal year. So it's still bearish. But I think what our listeners need to know is that even if we got a deal done with China overnight, you might see a pop in the futures as the funds exit short positions and go long. But what I'm trying to stress is this huge crop that we've got right now means that we don't have to go back to $10. We really shouldn't. We raised a record crop. So even if China buys 200 million bushels from us, we still got a record ending stock. So, you know, you get those spikes to $9, I think we got to be able letting these beans go, sadly.
Well, let's move over to corn. That's kind of been one that's just been kind of going sideways. Maybe a little up, but then she'll go a couple cents down, but not big movements on that at all.
No, not a lot. You know, we have had a nice rally off the harvest lows, and you know, corn's kind of tough for me right here. I'm bullish long-term because world stocks are down sharply year over year. And I think that's a good reason to be bullish, especially off of harvest lows. But when you look at it, because of the harvest delays, our basis is about 15 cents better than it was last year at this time, and the futures market is about 15 cents better. So that means 30 cent net gain year over year. But I'm not big on selling corn here, even though we're 30 cents higher than a year ago, because I am bullish longer term. But the problem is, yeah, like you mentioned, in Illinois, they are pulling some huge corn crops off. So in the short term, we probably have to pull back in prices, and the basis will probably widen out. But you get to January, February, March, and I think this corn has a pretty good chance of having a decent rally. So depends on when a producer wants to sell. If he's going to sell off the combine, he needs to take advantage of the rally we've had right now and sell today. If he can wait and capture the carry in the market till next summer, just be patient then.
Well, you know, that's the biggest problem, storage. They don't have enough to store all their grain, so they got to move something. Some are storing grain, selling their corn. Boy, I don't know. That's mm-hmm. when you got to pencil out.
I know, and that is the million-dollar question right now, is how much storage am I going to have? Not how much storage am I going to have, but how much over top of my on-farm storage am I going to have? Cause, and people don't know that till they get out and combine it, but that's the bushels they're going to tell me that they want to sell over the next month. Well, today we might have to take a risk and say, well, let's guess it's going to be 5,000 bushels over our on-farm storage. Maybe you lock in that basis right now before that basis gets worse, and maybe you just sell the cash straight out, and then after a dip, use a tool like us and go ahead and buy the board back. So, yeah, since the weather's crappy outside, I think producers need to kind of look at that and throw in those big yield estimates and try to guess how many bin overrun bushels they're going to have and maybe sell those here.
Well, the markets most years with the weather we've been having around the country probably would be maybe given a little bump the way we're going, but now we're not seeing that jump, are we?
We're not. You know, today when you look outside in South Dakota, you feel like, why aren't these markets up 20 cents? But the weather is always looking at, or the market is always looking at next week's weather, not this week's. If you remember last week, we rallied in corn and soybeans because we saw a lot of this weather coming. Maybe not this much snow, but that we'll try not to mention that S word too much here.
Yeah.
But like today, you look outside and you think you need to be up, and it's not, because we're looking at next week's forecast, which isn't great, but it's dry. Not overly warm, but it will be dry. So we're going to get harvesting next week, believe it or not. And so that's why the market's going down, because it's actually seeing harvest pressure in the future.
Well, I think we'll all take dry weather, and whether it's cool or not, we'll take dry weather. We only have a few minutes left. Let's just jump over to the livestock. Cattle had been doing pretty good, but the last couple days down. I know the numbers are larger in the feed, cattle on feed, but they were holding pretty good for quite a while.
Yeah, no, they really were. We had a heck of a nice rally, but you notice the second the stock market started to trip up a little bit and pull lower, the livestock market did too. We're really overbought when we look at the cattle market as far as the futures go anyway. So some profit taking here, a normal little setback, I wouldn't be too worried about that. You know, we break an upward trend, then it's something to be worried about. But the pullback today, you know, 60 cents to a dollar, pretty normal. We did have a lot of deliveries, 63 deliveries overnight on the October board, so that's going to put pressure on that. That means people think, well, because the futures are above cash, they're willing to deliver on the futures contract. So the futures market has to go down until it equalizes out with the cash market. So now the question is, will the Packers take advantage of this and pull down cash as well? And then the board goes down, and this could snowball on us a little bit. You know, the very short-term trend is down. We should continue to go down in the next couple of days. But I don't know. Cattle long-term, I'm still pretty excited about it, especially if the stock market can catch a bid here eventually. It seems like with our economy doing well, everyone's buying those good choice cuts of meat, and we're using up the demand. We're using up this big wall of cattle that we've got, and I see better things in 2019 for the cattle market.
Well, and they're opening up some new markets as well. We're sending a few more to Colombia, Japan, and so on. So that helps too.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Nope. The trade deals, you know, we basically are getting a trade deal with everyone but China now. So that should put pressure on China. And, yeah, hopefully we can move some of this good product we've got here as the global economy increases.
Well, Duane, thanks for joining me today. We got to go, but keep the snow up. Keep the snow up there. Hopefully we can get some sunshine and we can get this crop out. It doesn't help you having it out in the field if you don't have it in the bin.
No, it doesn't, but the sun will come out tomorrow, I'm sure.
I'm sure it will. All right, Duane, keep warm up there.
We sure will, thanks.
Okay, and that's Duane Bussey, who's with Bolt Mine.